Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, legislation to be passed to strengthen crime management, implementation of zones of special operations to be ramped up, and churches urged to denounce crime and violence. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is to ramp up the implementation of zones of special operations in 2018. In his New Year message, Mr. Holness said this commitment reflects the government's resolve to make Jamaica safe from the threat of criminals.
Zones of special operations have shown Jamaicans that our security forces can police communities and control crime in localities without abusing citizens' rights. We have now created a framework for the whole of government response to citizen security. 2018 must be the year when we scale up the zones of special operations to reclaim communities that have been captured by criminals.
Under the Zone of Special Operations legislation, the Prime Minister is enabled to declare any high-crime area of Jamaica a zone for special security operations and community development measures. Two zones of special operation were implemented in 2017 in the communities of Mount Salem in St. James and Denham Town in West Kingston. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has reiterated the government's plan to update the country's legislation this year to boost the fight against crime and corruption. The amended bills will affect specific institutions under the national security portfolio, including the Constabulary Force and the major organized crime and anti-corruption agency, MOCA.
This new legislation will replace the current JCF Act and focus, among other things, on preserving the integrity of the men and women who serve, to ensure that corruption within the ranks of the police services does not compromise the ability of the force to fight crime. We will also pass the MOCA Act and table the National Security Act, which will create a more coordinated framework for all agencies operating within the national security space.
He added that careful security expenditure will continue to be a priority in 2018, with an additional $2.4 billion allocated to the national budget to strengthen the country's crime-fighting capabilities. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister last week reached out to members of the police force by letter to express his appreciation of their concerns amidst the ongoing wage negotiation with the Ministry of Finance. In a letter to the Jamaica Police Federation, Mr. Holness outlined that Cabinet will meet on Monday, January 8, to discuss the issues facing the police and provide advice to the Ministers of National Security and Finance regarding the way forward in the wage negotiations. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging church leaders across the country to publicly denounce crime and domestic violence. Speaking at the 13th annual Heal the Family, Heal the Nation church service at the National Arena last Wednesday, Mr. Holness called on church leaders to regularly preach messages against the use of violence to resolve community and family disputes. He also urged the church to step up outreach and counseling initiatives to benefit both victims and offenders.
I say to the leaders of the church, you have to bring it to your pulpit. We can't allow much of what is happening to be covered up, particularly the abuse that is happening within families. And if you see someone suffering, quietly reach out to them and help them. The church has an amazing capacity for counseling and outreach. Use it.
Mr. Holness also used the occasion to encourage members of the public to pray for the restoration of the nation and the success of crime-fighting initiatives. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm, email info@childprotection.gov.jm, or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.